Speaking with Rob Power, how are you doing today?
Great. How's yourself?
Not too bad. So first of all, tell us a little bit about this organization, True Patriot Love, and what you guys are doing right now.
4 or 5 years ago, a group of us came together and thought, you know, what could we do to help these soldiers who become injured while deployed in Afghanistan and elsewhere and their families? So it's a foundation that's been created. Its objective is to raise funds to provide either directly to families that need it or some specialty organizations that have really helped their troops coming back. And we've managed to raise about $9 million in the last 4 years.
This organization is also sponsoring a big trip up Everest. Maybe tell us a little bit more about that.
We've raised our funding to date principally through corporate dinners. We wanted to do something which would touch the hearts of Canadians more nationally, and create a sort of a greater awareness of our vets and their needs. So what we are doing is now fundraising to take 10 vets to the Himalayas, up to Everest Base Camp, and then to climb 20,000-foot island peak, which is adjacent to Everest, as sort of a personal challenge for them and as a statement to Canada that, you know, our people are still serving Canada in many different ways and we should support them.
And this initiative has attracted a fair bit of attention. I understand CBC is involved, making some sort of documentary.
CBC's gone behind this in a couple different ways. They are filming a 2-hour documentary, which will be aired in the new year. The documentary is actually starting with the soldiers who are now actually in the Athabasca ice fields doing their first ice training and in Canmore. And in addition to the 2-hour documentary, which will track their progress over this trip, CBC is going to follow this project nationally in the regular media, and they're going to film a 30-minute special on it in Canmore, which will be broadcast in the fall.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about what you guys are doing in Canmore right now.
We brought in the candidates. We had frankly a barbecue at my house with Yamnusko, which is one of the top climbing outfitters, frankly, in Canada, out of Canmore. We walked them through what their expectations would be in terms of ice training in the Athabasca, and then we loaded them up on a bus yesterday morning at 6, and we sent them off for their first tranche of training. We'll bring them back for the CBC event, and then we will send them back out Thursday, Friday, Saturday for more training with a summit attempt of Athabasca on Saturday morning.
And how have they been doing so far?
Oh, fantastic. They are so excited to have been selected for this. There's about 1,000 candidates, so these people are incredibly enthusiastic to be part of this, very enthusiastic in Canmore and going to the Athabasca ice fields. Really positive energy. It's good all around.
Now, how can people find out more about the expedition and perhaps donate or get involved?
True Patriot Love is a website. We have a number of initiatives at True Patriot Love. You'll see on the right-hand side there, if you were to Google True Patriot Love, a reference to March to the Top, which is our Himalaya expedition.
Rob Power from True Patriot Love, thanks so much for joining me on the show today, and hope you guys have a good experience here in Canmore.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.